That night, Dominique has a dream. A dream about a streetcar in New Orleans. But her streetcar is not named Desire. In fact, the name is quite different indeed. The next afternoon, Dominique is looking after her sister's children. They keep pestering her to tell them a story.
Okay. Have you heard the story of the littlest pirate?
No?
You want to hear it?
Yes.
His name was Louis.
Louis Lafitte.
He was the direct descendant of the most famous pirates in New Orleans. Jean and Pierre Lafitte. Uh-huh. Well, he was very small. Not small, tiny small, but, you know, he was small. So people called him Little Louis Lafitte. And this is the story of how at age 10, he became captain of his own ship.
Pirate ship.
Pirate ship. Mm. Except it wasn't really a ship. You'll see what it is. So, one night, as little Louis was walking home alone, a fog came creeping up out of the river and into the streets of New Orleans. And he was thinking about pirates, wishing he was a pirate. In fact, he was so lost in thought, he got lost. And he walked right past his street, and he kept on walking, and then he saw some very strange shapes looming up out of the fog. He knew what they were. Mausoleums. Do you know what that means? A mausoleum is like a place where they put the people when their bodies are dead, yes? They bury them, but above in the ground instead of underneath. They bury them in these buildings. They call them mausoleum. So where, if you see gravestones and mausoleums, where do you think you are?
Graveyard.
Yeah. Cemetery. He stopped. He stepped back. He tripped. He almost fell over. And then, crouching down, he felt around, and there was something big and cold under his hand. And it was metal, but it was rough. It was a rusted old railroad track. But a railroad track in a cemetery? This is very weird. What did he do? He followed the tracks until he walked right into a long, very strangely shaped mausoleum. This mausoleum was so strange. It had a headlight. Like a big headlight on one end, as big as your head. Like a big eye. And on the side of it were a row of windows. And so he stood on his tiptoes. He tried to peep into the windows. But they were too smudged with dirt. He could not see. So he looks over and he sees a step and a little door. That must be locked. But when he stepped onto the step, the door creaks and slowly folds open. And he knew this wasn't a mausoleum at all. Except it really was, as he'd soon find out. What was it? It was an old abandoned streetcar. It was. And then it started to pour rain coming down in buckets. And poor little Louis Lafitte is getting so wet, he says, oh, he hops out of the rain and into the cold, dank, musty, cobwebbed and yet strangely rather sweet-smelling and rather inviting and rather cozy and strangely comfortable old abandoned streetcar. The rain is pelting down, dumping on the metal roof, but inside he feels safe, as if he were home, and so he sat down in the driver's seat. But as he sat down in the driver's seat, there was a terrific flash of lightning. things happened at once. First, the door slammed shut, and the streetcar became alive.
Oh, but remember, little Louis Lafitte was descended from pirates, and it would take more than this to scare a Lafitte. Of course, it was enough to make anyone's hair stand on end. You see, little Louis Lafitte had very, very short hair, like a little brush cut, so his hair was already standing on end, but it was really scary. And the second thing that happened, the streetcar began to move, creaking and groaning like some great metal monster slowly waking up. It started to crawl down the rusted tracks, and it's picking up speed. And then he begins to hear all these very odd little clickety-clackety-clickety-clacky things. Is it the train? No, it sounds like nothing he's ever heard before. He turns around. He looks down the length of the streetcar. Lightning flashes again! And little Louis Lafitte froze in his tracks, so to speak. Why? Because almost all of the seats were occupied. And he could see his passengers very distinctly.
People.
Skeletons. Some of these skeletons, they clutched their cutlasses, you know, their big knives and their bony fingers. Some of them, even though they were only skulls, they had the long beards and the long mustachios. In some, they had the bandanas. In some, they had the eye patches, which, of course, was very odd because they only had holes for eyes, so what could they see? But they all had teeth. These yellowish, brown, stained tobacco teeth that clicked and clacked and clicked and clacked, and their skeleton jaw bones move up and down and sideways as though they were still chewing tobacco. And they nodded their skeleton skulls, and then slowly, as though they hadn't done this in a long, long time, they began to... Ah! It wasn't a scary horror. No, no, no. It was a simple, single like a horror a parrot might make when waking from an excellent dream. Because an excellent dream for a pirate would be a very bad dream for us, huh? It was a friendly, happy horror, a sort of, well, back in business kind of horror. Well, little Louis decided to get off at the next stop, or just get off, even if the streetcar didn't stop. But when he tried to open the door, he pushed and he pulled and he pushed and he pulled. It would not open! Picking up speed, they were picking up speed. They were on their way, but where? Where were they on their way to? What will happen to little Louis Lafitte? Will he ever escape? Oh, maybe it's best that we never find out. Maybe next time.